So if you use your birthday and your email address, does it mean you're a narcissist? If you use a daughter, slash, are you anal retentive? If you reverse your names in the address, are you introverted? Or maybe you just wear your socks inside out. You may think you chose your email address kind of randomly or even pragmatically, but it turns out these things actually can say a lot about you. A new study out of Germany found that people can make some pretty good guesses about personality just by looking at email addresses. And of course, that's not the only place your personality shines through online. Sam Gosling is a psychology professor at the University of Texas. He's also the author of a forthcoming book called Snoop, What Your Stuff Says About You. He looks at how personality shows up in many surprising places, including online. Hey, Sam.
Hello there.
Thanks for joining us. First, let's talk a little bit about how psychologists define personality. You use what's called the Big Five. Explain to us what those five parts of personality are.
Okay, well, the Big Five are five very broad personality traits. The first one is what's called extroversion, which is pretty obvious. That's people who are outgoing and energetic and enthusiastic and dominate versus people who are much more withdrawn and prefer to hang out alone. They don't like to go to parties. Parties make them anxious, whereas extroverts, parties energize them.
Mm-hmm.
The second trait is what's known as agreeableness. This is what I call the sort of the Mr. Rogers factor. These are people who are kind, sympathetic, warm versus people at the other end of the pole, lower agreeableness people who are willing to tell you things bluntly. They don't mince their words. They're critical. They tend to be more rude and so on. The next factor is known as conscientiousness, but really what it's referring to is people who are task-oriented, they control their impulses, they plan, they don't run out of supplies. These guys have...
They're planners.
That's the people you want in the air traffic control tower. They don't forget about planes coming in, they turn up to work on time, they don't run out of toilet paper. You know, they're thinking ahead,
it's
those sorts
me.
Of people. And then there's the next factor called neuroticism, which you can really think of as sort of the Woody Allen factor. These are the people who are uptight, tense, they're easily stressed out versus the dude from, you know, the Big Lebowski, the laid back, nothing really phases them on the other end.
So
then there's one more dimension, which is openness, which is sort of like the Leonardo factor. These are people who like to try new things, they're curious, creative, versus people who prefer the sort of the concrete and the traditional and so on.
So you can deduce something about these characteristics about people from their email addresses?
You can deduce a little bit about them sometimes, yes. I mean, I wouldn't want to go overboard and say you can look at anybody's email address and give them a full personality rundown. What these findings show is that you can learn better than chance levels, which isn't, of course, a very high level, but you can learn better than chance levels about some traits. On the other hand, that's kind of impressive, given it's just an email address.
What are some examples that you can point to that illustrate either patterns or trends in email addresses that illustrate these characteristics?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the sorts of things that you can learn about people, according to this new research, the sorts of things there you can pick up are things to people who are high on this openness factor. So this, remember, this is the Leonardo factor, people who are curious and creative. And that shows up in terms of whether people have creative, unusual email addresses. And that's very, very consistent with what we know about how these people are in other places. If you look at their bedrooms, they also have unusual creative spaces, distinctive spaces, and so on. It also means that sometimes their email addresses tend to be a bit confusing, too, because you're like, what are they referring to? And, maybe some obscure book or something like that. So that's one of the things this research shows that you can pick up on.
So if you just use your first initial last name, you're boring, basically.
Probably, yeah. And, of course, it's worth bearing in mind that in many instances, we don't have the ability to set our email address. So, again, whenever you're sort of snooping around someone trying to learn about them, what you want to do is it's like putting together a puzzle. So, sure, take their email address, but then combine it with other information. What else do you know about them if you go to their website? Or perhaps, once you've opened the email, you can look at, do they have a signature file down there, which, the little quotations people have at the bottom of their quotes, is there information down there too? So it's really a matter of combining lots of information. You're like Hercule Poirot, building a case of what somebody's like.
And Sam, you've done some extensive research about social networking, and in particular looking at Facebook.
Yeah.
What have you learned about what people's Facebook pages tell us about them?
Well, what we learned there is that Facebook is a place where people, you know, are involved in tremendous amounts of expression. One of the things that we were interested in was whether people are they using it kind of like the telephone? Are they using it like a new way of communicating, just a medium of communication, or is it more like a front, people trying to create a certain impression for other people to see? And generally what our research says is people are really being, in general, with some exceptions, that they're really being authentic on the site. And so it turns out you can learn a lot, for example, about people's extroversion is one sort of things that you can really pick up on those things. And you can also, again, learn about people's openness. And that's different from the email addresses. The extroversion, they found, was not easy to pick up from email addresses. So that's a great example of wanting to combine information to get a fuller picture.
What do you think about people who change their profile picture all the time on Facebook?
Well, I would want to look at what it is.
I think they're insecure. I'm just going to go out and say.
They may be insecure, but I would look at the sauciness or the revealingness, and that's one of the interesting things about the email addresses, is the people who had sort of self-enhancing names that made them puff them up. Those people tended to be behind this trait of sort of narcissism, and that's very consistent with the research we've done on how people dress and their appearance.
Sam, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to cut you short. Sam
okay,
Gosling,
no
psychology professor at the University of Texas. Stay with us. This is the BPP from NPR News.